I think it's important to distinguish between the legal position and, if you like, the colloquial position. Legally, if any man has sex with a girl who is underage, she is legally not able to give consent, therefore it is rape, and I wouldn't argue with that for a moment, and it is wrong, and it must be punished. But in colloquial terms, we all know she is able to give consent, and in some cases probably has. Now, I disagree with Eddie Shah, where he says the girls have to take the blame, but I would think that a judge looking at the case might consider that the fact that the girl appeared to be overage, that there was no evidence of age, and that the girl appeared to be consenting, or indeed was consenting in colloquial terms, although not in legal terms, a judge might look at that and treat it as a mitigating circumstance.
Now, what do you mean by consenting in colloquial terms?
Well, we know what we mean if a 17-year-old girl consents. In colloquial terms, exactly the same thing applies. We all hear of these cases. I mean, I've no evidence of it, but Eddie Shah said it, and I've heard the same thing, that in the 60s and 70s, girls threw themselves at pop stars and celebrities and were actually eager to have sex with them. I've no evidence that's true, but it's what most people seem to believe.
But what do you mean, just to be clear, what do you mean by consenting in colloquial terms?
Well, I'm distinguishing between legal terms, where a 15-year-old girl is not able to consent, and the real world, where we all know that they can.
What do you mean they can? They cannot.
Well, illegally, they cannot.
Legally or illegally or morally or on this planet or any other planet, a child cannot consent to sex.
Well, so you say, that is the legal position, but
you don't?
Well, suppose a 15-year-old girl is at a club with a pop star, and he says, "How about it, dear?" And she says, "Yes, please, I was hoping you'd ask." In most people's book, that constitutes consent. What does the word consent mean? It means agreeing to do something.
Now, but a child cannot consent.
No, she can't legally. Legally, she cannot consent, but in real terms, she can.
In real terms, Roger, it is child abuse.
In legal terms, you are absolutely
in
right.
In real terms, it is child abuse.
In fact, it is child abuse.
Well, okay.
In fact.
Okay, but the fact is that a person can consent, which means willingly do something. And we know what the word consent means. It has a different meaning in the dictionary from the meaning it has in a law book. In a law book, we have decided legally that a person under a certain age cannot consent.
So let me ask you, because I don't want to manipulate what you're saying and I want to be clear about what you're saying. So do you believe a child can consent to sex?
A child can agree willingly to have sex, yes. I'm sure people who work in the
consent.
Legal profession...
Consent.
If you go and look in a dictionary, the word consent means to agree voluntarily to do something. And, you know, a child can agree voluntarily to do something.
You see, Roger, we have a society who has determined and decided that a child cannot agree to sex, does not have the capacity to understand sex, and if they do have sex, they have been abused and manipulated, and no ifs, whats, or buts, or middle ground,
that is exactly,
as you are suggesting there is.
That is exactly the legal position, and nobody would argue with it, and I certainly wouldn't argue with it. But the fact is, the word consent has a slightly different meaning in colloquial terms than it has in legal terms. And in colloquial terms, in English language definition terms, consent means to voluntarily agree to do something. And, a 15-year-old girl can voluntarily agree to accept an ice cream and eat it. She can voluntarily agree to have sex.
She shouldn't.
It's wrong. I'm not for a moment disputing that it's wrong. It's illegal. And if a man does it, he should be punished.
So when we listen to what Eddie Shah said, when he said, quote, "If we're talking about girls who just go out and have a good time, then they are to blame."
No, I disagree with that. I would say legally they're not to blame at all. Morally, you could take the view that they contributed to the problem.
Do you?
I think they if they ask for it, they're contributing to the problem, aren't they?
If a child asks for sex, They're contributing to the problem.
Let's be careful with this word child. I mean, we know that some 15-year-old girls appear to be much older and people mature at different times. If we're talking children, and when I say children, I tend to think in terms of younger children. You know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to talk about it. But in terms of a 15-year-old girl, a girl who will be, let's say, have her 16th birthday in 4 weeks' time, you know, she is capable of making her own decision. And
is she?
Any parent will tell...
But
no, she's
but
not.
Roger, what
No,
would,
she's not, Roger Helmer. One second, David. No, she is not. And it would be the responsible thing for you to say tonight that that child at 15 years of age is not capable of consenting to sex.
No, I agree that in legal terms you are exactly right. That is what the law says. That is what Parliament has decided. But, you know, real people can make real decisions, and they do.